But why are we, at this point, 60 years from the bombing, interested in this issue again? Well, in order to help answer that, let me explain what's been going on in the international arena briefly. Actually, much of what has been happening in the world is related to the fact that most of us, actually, I'm including myself, most of us have stopped thinking about nuclear weapons. And that is a grave situation, I believe. And so, and especially after the Cold War is over, people have thought that the problem of nuclear weapons has been solved at the same time. And actually, this is true. Even in Hiroshima, we kind of let down our guard. So I know what actually happened in the rest of the world. However, if you look at the picture, in 1998, India and Pakistan became nuclear powers. Then came September 11, and the war on terrorism started. And in 2002, the United States issued a nuclear posture review that stated clearly that the United States does not intend to eliminate nuclear weapons. And instead, it is preparing to resume underground testing and is developing new nuclear weapons that are considered combat nuclear weapons or usable nuclear weapons. As you recall, that during the Cold War, these weapons were more or less considered to be unusable because there was a theory of mutually assured destruction. If one side uses a nuclear weapon, then the other side counterattacks just in retaliation, and so the both sides will lose a great number of lives, and therefore the first strike was deterred. And in that sense, the nuclear weapons in the minds of those people who are in the position to make policies, in their minds, these weapons were unusable. But now, the policy has changed. The Cold War is over, and there is no enemy, and therefore it became usable. And the concept itself is frightening. When your psychological deterrence is off, then that creates an atmosphere in which anything goes. And that is exactly what the Hibakusha are concerned about. They feel that there is more danger now than ever before that another nuclear war occurs somewhere and somebody somewhere will go through the suffering that they went through. And they really do not want to see that happen. And today the attention is focused on Syria and Iran, and therefore we can forget about trying to eliminate nuclear weapons. But just to aggravate this situation even worse, I had a report recently that United States Congressman Sam Johnson said something like, Syria is the problem. Syria is where those weapons of mass destruction are, in my view. That's his view. I can fly an F-15, put two nukes on it, and I'll make one pass. We don't have to worry about Syria anymore. Okay, when a responsible, person in the high ranking, in high ranks of the United States government, says something like this, it's really frightening to those people who actually, had the direct experience of having those nukes dropped on them. And therefore, they are saying that we must stop this in some way. You may also have heard Secretary Rumsfeld express his absolute determination to develop the so-called robust earth penetrator, which is a nuclear bunker buster, and that penetrates deep into the underground terrain and explodes. You may also have heard that Al-Qaeda has tried to obtain nuclear weapons and so forth. Okay, if we continue this path, sooner or later a war will occur and that'll escalate into a nuclear war. And that means then After that, the younger people and the future generation will be put into a very primitive survival level environment.